Welcome to Unit 2 of Creation Leadership Institute's course on practical mathematics. And I think you can probably guess what we're going to be talking about here. We're going to be talking about spreadsheets. Now, I have to begin by telling you there's a great number of spreadsheets out there. Of course, Microsoft has its own system of spreadsheets. Microsoft Office contains one. And I'll be using, in this particular demonstration here, I'll be using Office 2019. I used an earlier version of Office for the PDF that you'll be working with. And I just want you to see the difference between the two, get an idea of how the feel is a little different, but the fact that everything's still all there. Now, Apple has a version of Excel. I think they have an emulator of Excel that's very effective. It'll work fairly similarly. Ubuntu has its own version of Excel, and I observe that it works quite similarly as well. Now, you may not have a spreadsheet on your system. It's kind of uncommon, but it can happen. And there is a solution for that. Here is a source for a free version of Microsoft Office. It's called Apache OpenOffice. I have it on my computer, and I use it. It's got a lot of nice features, and it will do essentially anything that the Microsoft products will do. And some Microsoft products can't do things that Apache's OpenOffice does do. The earlier version of Microsoft Office that I used for the other spreadsheet will not print to a PDF file. The newer ones will, and Apache OpenOffice has pretty much always been able to print to a PDF file, the basically portable document format, which is very important to be able to do. You can create a document, print it out to that, save that document, and you've got it recorded forever on your hard drive, on your USB drive, wherever you put it, which is nice when you're starting to look at doing copies of your records for last month's expenditures or whatever. Now, what we're going to be doing is learning some basics on spreadsheets. I'm confident that a lot of people taking this course know a great deal more about spreadsheets than I do, and I'm sure that there are some of you that know at least as much as I do. There may be a few of you that really have no previous experience with spreadsheets. This is really going to be a lesson aimed at you, but we're going to start from the absolute basics. So, let's go to the spreadsheet. Okay, here's the spreadsheet. This is the Excel that's in Windows, Microsoft Office 2019. And as you can see, I've got my cursor here on B3. You'll notice that row B, the header up here for the column B, is just a little darker. And the 3 for row 3 is just a little darker than the others. So that gives you an idea of where you're at. That will change as you move around. Of course, it's still up here. So, it's a spreadsheet. You can put things in the cells that you want, text. You can put in integers. You can put in decimals. You can put in functions. Equals, that tells it that you're going to compute something. Cosine of 0 radians, or you can go for log of that. You'll notice when I put something in a function, I put parentheses around it. You can do lots of good things here. Of course, this isn't going to help us get the job done, so let's just get this cleared out of here. I click on this, I come down like this. When I clicked on that square in B3, I held the mouse key down, just dragged it down. You'll notice it got highlighted, and there it is. It's gone. So you've made your first observation on the sheet. You can see that we've got a lot of things up here. File, home, insert, how to lay out the page, formulas you might want to put in there, data, all kinds of things up here. Lots of wonderful abilities in here that we'll talk about a few of. but we're going to build you a cash registry here to see if we can get you some useful material that you can use out of this. And of course, there's the learning as well. We're going to start out by trying to set you up so that you can track your cash flows. Okay, we're going to make something like a check register. Now, if we're going to make a check register, the first thing we're going to want to do is be able to put the number of the check in there. So let's just put this in for number. Of course, we want to know where the check goes to, or where we spent the money with our debit card, or equally from where the deposit came in. We'd like the deposits, so let's just put in name here. Obviously, we want to know how much money went out. We want to know about whatever deposits come in. And of course, we want to keep a running balance. Now, if you look at this, you can see an obvious problem. Here in column labeled name, I mean, there isn't room to put much of a name. I mean, you get a long name, two or three words, or you know, somebody who's got a name that stretches on for a while, you just don't have room to put it in there. Now watch my cursor and you'll see something here. I come up like this. That cursor suddenly shifted to an arrow pointing in both directions. I can push down the left mouse key and just start dragging it over here, dragging it over. I want to see if I can get this to be 30 in width. I just like round numbers, so that's 215 pixels wide. Hey, I've got room for a decent name. Now let's do something else here, okay? These are going to be titles for columns, so you kind of want them to be eye-catching. Let's get up here. See that bold B there? That will put, I click on that. Suddenly it's in bold font. And here, this one here, this little thing, that'll center everything. We're getting uptown. Next trick. Let's put in some material here. So here are just some entries that I've put in. This isn't doing us a lot of good. This is your starting balance. I keyed that in by hand, but it would be kind of nice, at least I think it would be kind of nice, to have this thing update itself. So what we want to do is take whatever's in the cell above this cell, all the way down, we'll do it the same way, and add to it whatever's in the deposit column and subtract to it from it whatever's in the disbursed or amount column and have that in here. So we wanted to do a calculation, put in that equal sign. Now watch, I'm going to get up here and I'm going to click on this. I'm going to do the add sign. I'm going to add in whatever's in there. And I'm going to subtract off whatever's in here. I'm going to get this thing out of the way. Now you'll notice that all the cells involved are highlighted in a different color. It matches the color that these are going to be. So you know what you're doing. So let's just hit enter here. Magnificent. We have a correct answer. Trouble is, do I want to put that all in every cell running down this page by hand? Of course I don't. So let's see what we can do here. I'm going to click on this formula here. I'm going to hold down the control key. I'm going to touch the C key. Let go of both of them. I'm going to click on this and just draw. I'm going to just drag it all the way down the page here. And hold down the control key. Touch the V key. And, I mean, this is kind of cool. I mean, it's done all the calculations, and now you've got the 611.34 going all the way down the page. That's terrible. I mean, that looks bad. I think it does. Well, I guess what we want to do is only do the calculation we see here if there's something in this cell and something in this cell, or something in this cell. So if this cell is empty, and this cell is empty, don't put anything in here. Otherwise, do the calculation. So, if I wanted to do something, if something is going to happen, what do you think the command I would give the machine would be?
if.
Now I need two things to both be true. If I'm going to leave the cell blank, I need the amount to be blank, and I need the deposit to be blank. And I need them both to be that way. And, of course, that would be the command, right? And it certainly is. So, the first condition I want to have met is that this is equal to nothing. Now, the two double quotes, all that does is say it's a blank cell. To separate it off from the next thing I want to test, logical 2, I put in a comma. I can do now logical 2. If this one is equal to a blank, those are the only two things I'm going to test, so let's close those parentheses. Now to tell it, I'm off to something else, let's put in a comma. Now if those are both empty, I want a blank in here. Let's put the blank in. Separate that off with a comma, and then I need a parenthesis at the end to tell the machine everything's done. That's everything I wanted to look at. Let's see what happens. You can't really tell anything happened, can you? But let's control C, come down here, click, hold that mouse key down and drag, highlight the whole thing. Let's hit control V, and suddenly this disappears. Now, to prove that I haven't done something sneaky, or at least dishonestly sneaky, let's put in 1012, and let's see, we got Jack Slacks, Bert Shirts, Blue Shoes, Bears Underwear, Jock Socks, Foodie Grocery, telephone, and that's, let's just pick a number wildly, $42.35. Suddenly it computes for us. So now we've got a live computational ability here that's going to give us good stuff in this column. The only trouble is this doesn't look like it's formatted like money. You've got higgledy-piggledy in here. They don't all have the decimal points. This is messy. So let's clean it up. You knew I was going to say that. Here's number. See this little box with the arrow there? Let's format the number as currency. Now you'll notice I've got this as U.S. dollars. You want some other currency? You want to do bitcoins? Russian rubles, Tatar, Cherokee. Oh my goodness, look at all this stuff. I didn't know there were this many currencies out there to be had, you know. English pound sterling or Welsh pound sterling. Chinese, Japanese, Mongolian. Oh my goodness, look at all this stuff. You get the point, okay? You can choose whatever currency you want. It's in there. I've got these all highlighted. Let's see what happens when I hit OK. Pow! I have a dollar sign in there, but also you'll notice that here where it was $50, it's now got a decimal point for the cents, and that'll work for any currency that actually has fractional from the main currency. Now, we've got one problem here. Silly man that I am, I forgot to put room for a date. And I'd like to put that between the check number and the actual name of the person the check's written to or whatever financial issue that is. So let's click right here. You can see this little thing that says insert. Let's click on that and tell it we want to insert a sheet column. You'll notice that it inserts it to the left of whatever column you're sitting in. Now, if you're doing an insert of rows, it'll go above the rows normally. There may be an exception or two. I haven't found them. So let's label this date. You'll notice that it is centered as these other ones were, and it's in bold. So let's put in dates. Let's just I'll just put in some weird dates. Just put stuff down here. I'm having fun. You'll notice that widened for you. So let's just take this one here and fill it in for several places. And then let's go for another one. And fill in a few more from there. And then let's see here, foodie groceries, let's see, that's 1, 26, and this is 1, 27, and so is this. Do we really need that 20 in there? And look at how higgledy-piggledy this is when I go from single digit to double digits. Let's reformat those cells. You may have noticed when I clicked on number over here, I could say date. Let's count the date in. I like using this date structure. Now, not everybody does, and there's quite the number of them to choose from. I'm just going to use this one because it's what I usually use. That didn't be the one I usually use. I clicked on the wrong one there. But it's easily enough fixed. Date. I want this one. I like having that leading zero on both of the numbers, which I now have. Now you can see it's very, very clean here. We're making some progress. Another issue. Oh, I'm just full of issues today. Let's just keep moving. Oh, wait a minute. My nice little headers for the columns go off the sheet when I do like this. We don't want that to happen. I want to adjust the size of A downward just because I'm like that. Take it to, let's say, 26 pixels. And let's just click right here on what column A, right on the level I want this thing to be at. And let's go to view. And you'll see this thing here, freeze panes. I'm going to click on that. And I'm going to tell it to freeze the panes. Clicked in the wrong place here. Let's unfreeze it. Freeze panes. You'll notice there's this little line here. That tells you where it's going to freeze. Watch what happens when I roll this up. Those top two rows stay in place. How convenient. Now, next issue. This will keep our money going. It'll tell us where our money has gone in this column. It'll tell us what our balance is. But wouldn't it be nice to be able to go through and be able to say, okay, and here's how much I spent on this thing, and here's how much I spent on that thing, and you know, here's what I spent on the other thing. Be able to take categories and look at those categories and know what went where. You might need that, for instance, for a ministry to be able to justify your expenses. So let's take this column here and just make it a little separator. I know I'm nitpicking here, making exactly three, whatever it is. I think it's three characters. I just can't get that right. Isn't there an easier way of doing this? Ha, I thought you'd never ask. Format. Column width. I want that to go to 3. So you can actually type in there and specify a column with the free. Now let's put in deposits. Housing. Utilities, food, transportation. Insurance. Entertainment. Savings. Oh, they went in the wrong place. Let's just control X. We'll take it out and put it where I tell it to. And then, of course, you have the catch-all. Let's just get those up to bold. This isn't working too well already. I got an issue because look at transportation, look at entertainment. Is there a way of beating this? And of course, I wouldn't have asked the question if I didn't have an answer to it. Let's click on this arrow here by alignment settings. See this little red dot here? Put your cursor on it, click on that, and run it up like this. You'll notice it says I took it to 90 degrees. Now, you can actually put whatever angle you want in there. I like doing it this way. Kapow. Great. Now I've got it going straight up and down. And even though I can't spell transportation, everything else is looking pretty good. Except for one thing. I don't have anything in there. Am I going to have to copy this stuff by hand? No. Let's insert a column. Let's insert a couple of columns here. You remember over here, insert. Insert sheet columns. Let's widen this one out. Give it some width because you're going to need it. Let's take that one back down to 3. But you'll notice something. If I've got two of them highlighted and I stretch one, it'll stretch them both. Let's just use that as a separator. So this is, we're going to call this a category. And this is a deposit. Well, we'll call it that anyway. Food, spike electrical and gas. Man, that's utilities. And foodie groceries, that's food. Let's just kind of go down through here. Let's see here, that's housing for your rent. This is a utility. CLI degree payment is education. What's next down there? Oh, your tithe. And, this is for clothes. And we'll call these all clothes, even though they're not necessarily, I mean, shoes. Maybe you don't want to call that clothes. That's okay. Just put all of those in there. And of course, foodie groceries. Hello, that's food. And this is petty cash. Whatever that is. And telephone, I would call that a utility. That didn't do me any good either. Now, what do we do? Well, first of all, let's take this one here, Control C, and just copy it over as if it were a deposit, because there's going to be issues if we don't. Don't worry about them. But let's look at how are we going to get all of the other deposits picked up. Well, if that is not equal to smaller sign and then greater than sign, not equal to, then we want to put that in there. Otherwise, you want to leave it blank. Doesn't look like I did anything, but let's just copy this all the way down the page. And what do we get? Hit the enter key, and it'll pick the other one up. All right, we need to format these for dollars. Ooh. Currency, or for whatever currency you use. Helps if my aim is good. There it is. So how are we going to handle getting the other ones to match? Simple. First thing we want to do is check if this is not equal to, then we want to put that in place. Otherwise, we want to put in a blank. Now, I'm going to get into another point here. All right. I'm going to be copying this across off to the right for all of these over there. So I don't want it to change the column for E. I want that E to stay the same as it always is. So that dollar sign in front of that E means always keep with that column. But I want more than that being just E3. So let's put in the AND. If that is true, and this equals this, then we want to put in E3. Otherwise, we don't want to do it. Now, I don't mind the E changing here, but I want to keep with column I. That's the one that deposits in, so I put my dollar sign there. And in whatever column I'm in, I want to compare to what's up at the top here, so I put my dollar sign in front of the 2. Now, what this means is it will always look at whatever row I'm in. It'll look at what's in column E and see if it's empty. Then it will always look in column I, whatever level I'm at, and that should be a 2 for column L. But as I copied across here, that will change the column. And if those are both true, if there's something in E3 and the category matches the label at the top of the header, then it's going to put that in there. Of course, nothing happened. We didn't expect it to yet. Now I'm going to just copy this all the way across. I'm going to leave other alone. We're going to work on that in a minute. Well, that didn't do anything. You're monumentally unimpressed, or at least I hope you are. But now, click and drag. Let's copy all of this. Copy it all. And let's just bring it down to the bottom of the page. You'll notice I only did the one column. It'll copy just fine there. and a lot of stuff sprung into life. But wait a minute, what on earth? The clothes didn't come across. Oh, wait a minute, I've got clothing there. Let's change that to clothes. And of course, I did that on purpose so that you would see that suddenly things spring into life. What about tithe? Hello. Tithes and offerings. Okay. So let's put that S on tithes and let's put in offerings. Kapow. It's where it belongs. Everything's where you want it. Except we don't have anything. Oh, wait a minute. I did utilities plural here and plural here, but I didn't do it anywhere else. Let's just fix that. Now, once you've got your first few in here, you're going to make a discovery. And that is, as you start to feed in, it'll look up in this column and see if there's something that looks like what you're typing in, and it'll offer you what it thinks is the right thing. Yes. So it's harder to goof up. I need all the help I can get, okay? But we still don't have the other column taken care of. How are we going to handle that? If. Now, not see, if you silly man. Now I could just say if this is empty and this is empty and this is empty and this is empty and just go on forever and ever and ever. But I don't want to do that. There's a trick. I want to count the number of things that are non-empty in all of this here. Now you notice I clicked on that. Once I had the function open, I clicked on that. It came all the way across really nicely. So I'm going to count all of those. And if that is equal to zero, then we will put this in there. Otherwise, we'll leave it blank. Now this count function will count anything in here that is not empty. And if there's nothing that's not empty there, well then, oops, that didn't work. Where'd I? I need to check if you let me get by with it. I want to make sure that the amount is not blank. Again, just a very simple thing to add the check for that. But now, suddenly, it becomes blank. But you can see how easy it is to edit this kind of stuff up. Very simple. Now, let's just say, for the fun of it, you want to add a column for education. You'll notice I got CLI in there. You knew that was going to happen. Let's click on savings. And let's insert a column. Let's call it savings. Now we're going to call this education. Okay. Let's just fill this column up. Now, here's the line for education here. I'm going to hit Control V, fill it up, and you'll notice that the 75 jumped over. So we've got us a winner here. this will do it. And again, you can insert columns, you can adjust these things however you want. This still isn't doing me a whole lot of good because I would like to know what I would get if I added up things for each specific column. So let's start by just putting a line here all the way across. Let's see here. Let's format these cells right down here. You see this one that says fill? Let's fill that in. How about a nice light gray? How about a slightly not so light gray? I'm not satisfied with that, so let's go up, format, cells, and let's go to a somewhat darker gray. How about this one? That's a little bit more striking. Now that's a lot of stuff there, so let's take this, let's format row height, and let's shrink it down from 15 to, let's pick on 3. So now you have a thin line here. Now we want to know what it is if we add up all of these things in here. So we want to give it a command that might give us the sum of these. That's right, sum. And just come all the way down here, highlight this. Now I want you to notice something. Okay, I am highlighting my little gray line as well. I'll tell you why in a minute. I obviously got one deeper line than I planned on. Give me just a second here. You can bring it upwards as well. Let's just edit that instead of K32, which gets that one, backspace K31. But I still included the little gray line. That was on purpose. Let's start by adding all of these up across here. Now, this is one where if it's a zero, you want to know it's a zero, okay? See, because you didn't spend any money this week on transportation or month or whatever, or on insurance. You forgot to make your insurance payment. You didn't entertain yourself, and you didn't put anything in savings. Well, that's terrible. Let's put something in savings. Let's say you did $40. And you see it all updates. Now, why did I put that extra line in here? If I come like this, I want to add a few more lines. So I'm going to insert rows. Hey, that's nice. Suddenly, this thing shifted down, but instead of going to 31, now that sum goes to 38. If you use that trick, you just take this line in here and sum, including this line that's always going to stay blank, and insert lines above it, it'll still adjust to get you the right amount. The one thing you have to do is, of course, get this line here, Control C, and just copy it down to fill in those little blanks. There you have it. So what have we got here? What we've got is a very simple and straightforward tool that you can use to not only keep track of the balance you've got in your tool that you use for money, your checking account or your checking and debit account. You can tell it what you're spending the money on. It will put it into the right category, and at the end of the page, you will have the totals for every column. Now, this is going to be important to have available to you for the next lesson, because the next thing we're going to look at in Unit 3 is going to be budgets. And if you plan out how you're going to spend your money, and you do this every time you spend money, at the end of the month, you can look at it and see for each category that you've got, you can see what you did or did not spend. Did I get over my budget or not? This is going to be a tool that's going to help you. So much for Unit 2, Elementary Tricks and Spreadsheeting. Next step is going to be budgeting in Unit 3.